This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by Emporium. Emporium hosts awesome game, beer, food, and live music events daily in Wicker Park and Logan Square. Visit EmporiumChicago.com for more info.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Welcome back, dear policies. With the timely intervention of Dr. Caligari's pheromone bomb, the siege of Putrescible Waste Field 3 is broken. The ants have been driven back into the tunnels, the Hendersonians whoop and jeer like barbarians, celebrating their victory like the heretics they are, with the time-honored tradition of bullshit.
One of the bugs has me pinned, see? Weighted down by one of its demonly claws, and who should come out of nowhere, a fire axe in each hand, screaming like a banshee? But our very own Clear Skies Tim!
Anyone would have done the same.
Heedless to the danger, he flings himself on the beast, hacking away like a new typist in the steno pool. And then pow! Out comes an eye! And then pow! Out comes another. The ant, she howls her clickety howl and makes as if to bite our boy Tim. But he's ready with the axe and lops off her mandibles. And even after he lops them off, they still wriggle on the ground like she's trying to bite his ankles. So off comes its head, and he helps me to my feet, and we ready ourselves for the next assault. And it was only then that we got our special delivery from good old Dr. Caligari!
Hey! Aren't you guys forgetting something?
What's that, Allison?
Oh, just this barrel of whiskey I liberated from upstairs.
Yay! Hey, Sully, want a drink?
Tim's been making celebratory goblets.
Out of ants' heads.
Don't worry, we cleaned them out.
Cutting that whiskey with formic acid can only improve it. Thanks, babe.
Hey, it's the murder show book set.
Say that three times fast. Hey, huh?
Get you a whiskey, Archie? Jack?
What do you say, Jack?
Anything to dull the pain, Harry. Anything to dull the pain.
Nice wheels, Jack.
Yeah? You like them? We made it out of people mover parts. I was telling Harry right here
He always wanted to sit in the conductor's chair when we were kids.
I finally got my wish.
And enough of the people move is gone now that you can move in and out of the gullet and back into the tunnels.
The tunnels are open again?
Don't worry, Sully. The old man posted a watch. I think Steven's out there now.
No, this is great news. Now that you defeated the ants...
Don't be modest.
Now that we defeated the ants, I can go into the tunnels and search for my family.
You're going?
Yeah, man, I'm going. Hey, all of you. I've got something to say. I'd like to propose a toast. I just learned that I can go back to the tunnels again, and that means it's time for me to go out there and find my family. It means it's time for me to leave you. My kids are out there, and I know my mother's still alive. I can feel it. We've done so much, and soon, so soon, guys, we'll be home again. Yeah! We lost some good friends these past days. Roughneck Jake, Pearl, Honey Beller, Jamie Calabash, Pretty Franco, and that's just a handful of them. Our family. My family. Raise your glass and let's drink. Let's drink to my family.
To Sully's family!
I can't believe you're going. What, with the ants driven back and all?
There's no better time to get into the tunnels. My girls might be hiding in an old warren.
Won't it be dangerous?
I like danger, Grayson. Kind of my thing now. The whole reckless heroics.
Oh, yeah, me too, for sure. Big fan of danger. Hey, is there a possibility that you might want to need company on your dangerous adventure?
Grayson.
I mean, we get on well enough. It might be kind of nice to meet your kids, your mom, if that's not weird. Oh, man, that's super weird.
Not weird at all. It's very sweet.
Yeah, well, you're, you know, cool.
Leaving so soon, Sullivan.
Ah! Man, will you stop that?
Probably not.
Yes, old man. I'll be taking off.
Well, you wouldn't want to leave without this, would you? Can't hurt to have protection.
My knife. I didn't lose it.
You must have dropped it.
But I was
just what, Sully?
Just thinking about it.
Sometimes things simply disappear, Sully. Things and people. Anyway, good luck and toodaloo. Come on, Grayson, we've got work to do.
But
she wasn't gonna smooch you know-how, kiddo. Now shoo!
She might've.
It's true.
Goodbye, Catherine. Remember, the green mold is edible, but the white mold will eat your bones.
Thanks, old man. Jeez. My girls. Oh, my beautiful, sweet sisters. Little sister, let me taste your story. Tell me where the new queen is.
I knew it!
Steven, you're on guard duty, that's right.
I've been watching you, Sullivan.
Who wouldn't? I'm a handsome lady.
I knew Dale didn't sabotage that incinerator.
What? Of course he did. He was a traitor, a patsy for the tower.
Don't try. I seen the way you look at bugs.
You're real talky all of a sudden, aren't you?
Don't try to talk around it. I know what you are. An ant in a woman's suit.
Steven, I'm offended. That is by far the silliest thing that I've... Nobody will be surprised to find you here, Steven. They'll realize you went missing, and they'll find your corpse. Locked in combat with this ant. And they'll call you a hero. Which is what you wanted to be, anyway. All right, pheromones. Show me where the queen is.
I knew.
And how does it feel to be right, sweetheart? Bye-bye, Stephen. Okay. Pheromones say... that-a-way. The ants go marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching one by one, a mother's work is never done. And they all go marching down to the nest so that I find the queen. Oh, hello, my beautiful sister. How are you? It's me, Sully, your nursemaid. Don't you remember me? I fed and cleaned you. And I fed and cleaned 1,000,000 of your sisters. Yes, hi, honey. I'm a friend. Are you looking for your mother? Well, I am too, the great mother, our queen. We can find her together. And then, little sister, vengeance. Oh, no. You gotta go, darling. Humans in the tunnel. Now! Go, sister, run away! Please, they'll kill you. Oh.
Miss, stay perfectly still. I will distract the ant, okay?
Yes. Oh, God, please help me. I'm so scared.
Hello. Hello, ant. Yoo-hoo. Look at me over here. Look at my movement. Stay. 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 Yeah!
What did you do?
There's an exposed ganglion between the petiole and the postpetiole. Strike an ant in the right place and she simply skitters off. To put it bluntly, it spooks them. But look at me rambling on. Are you all right, miss?
I am now. Thank goodness you found me.
Yes, indeed. My name is Dora. What's your name, dear?
I'm Catherine Sullivan. But everyone calls me Sully. Called me Sully. Are you alone too? New friend?
No, Sully. There are many of us. You won't be alone again.
Ow!
Here come our friends now. How did you end up in this ant tunnel?
I was with the Hendersonians in Field 3. It was a terrible fight, and I got so turned around. I don't know anything about fighting. I'm just a scientist. All I wanted to do was see the geoship launch.
Well, everyone, this is Sully.
Hi, Sully.
I'm sure we're not far from the putrescible fields. Would you like us to take you there?
Where were you going?
We are looking for the queen of the ants.
And when we find it, we're gonna bash its head in.
Oh,
we are going to try to communicate with it, Simon.
What is that?
Oh, that is Emerson. He's my dog. Well, I'm his human.
Aren't you a handsome fella?
Whoa! You probably smell like the ants. Do not be offended by his standoffishness.
We'd be screwed 6 ways from Sunday without him. Dog's got a nose on him like a metal detector.
He knows where the ants are and where they aren't. It's incredible, aren't you, boy?
I could make your nose do that.
Not a chance.
No, I mean, I could actually do that.
I believe you.
You know, the queen of the ants might just be intelligent enough to communicate with human beings.
How'd you know that, stranger? You got some weird, uncanny sympathy with them six-leggers?
What?
Oh, come on, Simon.
Did you used to sit around grooming your little pupas?
Pupae.
Are you a secret agent of the ant people sent forth to infiltrate our ranks and act as a fifth column?
No. I'm an ant scientist. It was my job to know how they work. Nice to meet you, too.
Simon, get a grip on your sick fantasies. She's just an ordinary policy.
Jeez, guy, jump down my throat, why don't you?
Simon, you really must work on accepting new pack members. Not every person is a threat.
I know, but they might be.
It's awfully impolite, Simon. Apologize to our new friend.
Oh, so now I'm the asshole. Fine, whatever. Miss Sullivan, I apologize for accusing you of running a false flag operation and plotting to kill all humankind in the service of the ant bastards.
I accept your apology. Now, why were you going to find the queen?
We're trying to stop the infestation. If we can talk to her, we'll use diplomacy. If there's no negotiating with her,
hey.
We use other methods.
It would be very useful to have one so experienced in ant lore on our very important mission.
How could I refuse? My family might be in one of these disused warrens, and believe me, I'm in no mood to travel alone. There's safety in numbers.
Okay, Emerson, which way has the strongest ant smell?
On we go, then!
I, for one, am elated to make the acquaintance of a scientist who's devoted her life to studying these fascinating creatures. What do you know about colony dynamics?
All right. I like to think of it this way. An ant colony is like a corporate bureaucracy, but without any of the paperwork. Every worker ant has their own prescribed role, which changes depending on their age, size, and feeding style. And that's called colony
work. Oh, be careful, friends. Could Dora, Elizabeth, West, Simon, and even the dog Emerson be endangered by traveling with Sullivan, the notorious ant lover? Who's to say? You never know who someone might truly be when first you meet. Why, when I was just a boy, I reported my very own Tunnel Scouts leader to Street Safe for suggesting we learn to make our own food. The very idea. When we met, I had no idea he was such a subversive. As you well know, self-sufficiency is impossible, for only the company sustains us. Cling fast to that truth and join us next week as the story of Our Fair City continues.
Loyal Policies, this is executive producer Jeffrey Gardner welcoming you back to the second half of Season 6 of Our Fair City. If you want to support the show, head over to iTunes and give us a star rating and review. Those are incredibly helpful in spreading the word about the show. You can also support the show monetarily by going to ourfaircity.com and clicking the donate link. Every bit helps us feed our actors, power our microphones, and keep our Mole People's coffee cups full. If you're in the Chicagoland area, we'll be performing a brand new live show at the Fringe Festival in Jefferson Park. Stay tuned to our social media or website for more updates on that. Thank you again so much for your support, and, as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.